We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eric Brandcheck joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, Eric?
God, it feels like we haven't talked in like 6 months.
It has been a long, long time, I'll tell you that. But give me your synopsis of the draft and how you think of this team now.
Well, you know, I think going into this thing, I know everybody wanted D-back and everybody wanted edge rusher. I guess the biggest hang-up I had was I wanted them to get an offensive lineman either early second round or late in round one. And when they traded down, initially I thought, okay, the offensive line, they got their guy, and they traded back up. And, you know, getting the D-backs, I think you can't complain or you can't say anything bad about the picks because they filled a hole that they needed to fill with a speedy, quick guy and a guy who's been a ball hawk who knows how to play in this environment. I mean, playing in Iowa and playing in Green Bay isn't really that different. So you got to really like, taking a guy from that environment that you know can play in it. You know, we've had D-backs from Iowa that seem to do pretty good here. So I think it makes sense. Plus, he's a big guy that goes after the ball. I think that's pretty important, you know. And I think maybe an offensive lineman higher up in the draft may have been good, but you know, that's me. I don't get paid millions of bucks to construct their roster.
So, what's the biggest concern right now? Is it still the offensive line? Is it pass rusher? What is it?
I think offensive line at this point has got to be the big red button that they got to figure out in a hurry. I think the experiment with Jason Spriggs may be over with. I don't know. You know, I think they're going to give him one more crack, see what happens there at right tackle. Kyle Murphy, can he do it? They haven't signed anybody. They got the rookie at a guard. Maybe it's Murphy. Who knows what that's going to be. They may have some sort of combination there that they think they can make it work, but I think that's a sore spot because you've got to have that right tackle. It's imperative, especially with what they're going to about to invest in that guy back there, that they got to find a way to protect him. And I think that's got to be going into the training camp and going into the summer here. That's got to be number one priority, is figure out that right side of the offensive line.
See, that's where we were talking earlier because, Jason Witten says that he would love to see, or I shouldn't say love, but he feels that it would be a good fit if Dez Bryant ends up in Green Bay. And as much as I thought, you know what, that would be fantastic to add that veteran depth at wide receiver, and that way you're not relying solely on Devontae Adams and Jimmy Graham and such. On the other hand, I'm thinking you may want to spend that money on the offensive line if indeed Bulaga and Spriggs are not ready to come back by the beginning of the season. You don't want to put a patchwork right side of your offensive line out there and then throw Aaron Rodgers behind it.
No, because look what happened last time we did that. So I think they really got to focus on that. And they may have a plan. Heck, Jerry Evans is still out there. They might be able to get him in there. There'll be, you know, there's opportunities. But they're saying that, you know, they're talking the good talk that Bulaga is ahead of schedule and all this stuff. But the reality is he's not going to be there probably till week 8. I mean, it's pretty tough to come back from a ACL in less than a year. It's scary that they went into this situation where they don't have a right tackle solidified. Right guard, you can plug McCray in there. They can get away with some stuff there, but the right tackle, I think, is really going to be a sore spot.
Would you, if the price was right, would you bring in a Dez Bryant?
I don't think so. I think they got enough guys that can catch the ball, big guys that can catch the ball. They need to get guys that are going to rip the lid off. And they drafted three of them that look like they can run. And, you know, one guy's a little suspect. But, you know, what they need to do is create separation in the secondary. And Dez Bryant doesn't run good routes, and he's not a blazer. They need to get that blazer going. So, you know, they got Devontae Adams that can catch the ball between the numbers and the sideline. And, you know, he's good. And they got Cobb, you know, don't forget about him. He's pretty good when you give him some space, but you got to give him some space. So I think that that tight end is going to help out with creating some space and some mismatch opportunities there. But I'm looking for one of the young guys to come out of the camp and be able to run and tear the lid off of that thing.
Then looking at the defensive side of the football, which is going to be where all the questions come from. And by the way, we're talking with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. How much of a difference just in the coaching change do you think that we're going to see and the ability for maybe Pettin to put these guys in different situations to be successful?
Well, if you listen to Tamon Williams, it sounds like it's going to make a big difference. I think it just at this point last year, they needed to have a different voice in that side of the ball in their meeting rooms, and they got that. And really the way I look at it, too, is that they're going to have to maybe they can get a little bit of lightning, catch a little lightning in the bottle and get Clay Matthews rolling a little bit. You got Vince Beagle that hasn't shown a whole lot, and try to get some more pressure from the interior linemen. I think it could be an okay situation, but it's all going to come down to whether or not they can play press man coverage, and that's probably where I think they're going to see the biggest bang for their buck, is they're going to be able to play some press man with some zone looks over the top.
The press man we talked about, we've interviewed a lot of the different the coaches that have played or that coached a lot of these guys, and it seems like everybody brings something to the table, if that's the best way to put it. Everybody's got something going on, whether it's the ability, say, to have speed to burn to get downfield, or it's somebody that's big and strong like a Josh Jackson that can go up and get a ball and has a nose for the football. You feel good about Kevin King coming back, but the veteran knowledge isn't there. That's why Tremont Williams and Devon House are there. Do you think they've got enough in that secondary without having a big-time pass rush to be able to sustain and throw at teams to where they're going to be able to cover and allow a pass rush to get to a quarterback?
Well, early on, I think that you're going to see that that'll be easier to happen, but then teams are going to get wise to it, and if they can't get any rush, then the teams will get wise to it, and they'll be able to run a lot of rub routes and man killers and things like that. That's going to put them in some precarious situations. It's half dozen of one or six of the other. If you can slow that receiver off a fraction of a second, that could be the difference between a sack or a completion.
Hey, before I let you go, got to ask you real quick, though, about Aaron Rodgers. When you know, I want to go from defense to the offense back to Aaron. Like you said, he's about to sign this deal. Does it make you nervous that he's signing a deal this big for this high a percentage of the team's total salary cap?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I don't. Yes, you got to worry about that, but on the flip side, this franchise is going to, if they don't sign him to this, they're going to go into a drought for another 10 years or better, however long it's going to take them to find that quarterback again. Because you're talking a total rebuild, and I think you got to pay him, and it keeps butts in the seats, and keeps them in a position to at least make the playoffs every year, and that's what they got to shoot for. Are they going to get the Super Bowls? You know, I hope so, but you know, they got to. I think, yeah, it makes total sense to get him and keep him and take that conversation off the table.
Always good stuff, man. We will chat again down the road. I'm sure once minicamp and the training camp and everything opens up, it's going to get interesting. But we'll wait and see if they do indeed get a Dez Bryant or another lineman and kind of go from there. Okay.
Yeah, sounds great. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, man. There you go, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're beginning to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.